mouse babe planted his paws on tiny fat hips.
No, no. First we want to sail. See if these ships work right.
Blaggart finished his cider.
You're in our master mouse babe. Come on then. Let's launch him.
The boats were an instant success. They sailed wonderfully on the slightest breeze, and in the absence of any wind, could be rowed easily with the paddles Blaggart had made. All the Abbey Dibbons gathered at the pond's edge, anxious to take their turn, being ferried about on the Abbey Pond. Both Mouse Babe and Mole Maid were in their elements, sailing, paddling, and roaring orders.
You'm sit here, and he sit there. Hold on now.
Two at a time, only two at a time. Who's next?
I'll take ye round yon bully rushers.
Watch out for big fishes and pirates.
Blaggart lounged on the bank, proudly watching his two new boats on their maiden voyages. After a while, Slip came shuffling wearily along and slumped down beside his former bosun.
Enjoying yourself, are you? Having a good time?
He asked.
Aye, thank ye, Captain. See the boats I made for me dibbins.
Slip cast a weary eye over the two sleek little craft.
So that's how you been frittering the day away. I might have known you, great lazy loafhead.
Blaggart had not expected Slip to make any nice comments on his achievements.
Building boats ain't frittering time away, Captain. What have you been up to all day?
Slip waved airily as if it were no big thing.
Oh, they made me head cook. I'm in charge of all the kitchens. Did you taste my skillion duff at breakfast?
Aye, Captain, it was horrible. You make a better captain than a cook. The bread was nice, though. Did you make that?
Slip was no stranger to fibbing.
Baked the bread myself.
He lied glibly.
It was those Abbey mice who made the skillion duff. They ignored me instructions.
Blaggart leaned close to Slip's ear and whispered,
Captain, we don't have to go hunting for booty tonight, so don't you worry about the black shadow we saw.
Slip felt the hairs on his nape rise with fear.
Shut up, you fool! Shut your mouth! I told you never to mention that black shadow again long as you live. It didn't happen. Do you hear me? There's no such thing as black shadows. Anyhow, why don't we have to go looking for booty tonight?
Blaggart told his captain all, from the boat building to the oath he had taken with the Dibbons. He smiled slyly at Slip and winked. Slip cuffed him roughly on the nose.
You mean to tell me that those two dib things know where there's secret treasure hidden, and you're sitting here like a lounging lobster watching them sail round the pond?
Bargain's a bargain, Captain,
said Blaggart, rubbing his nose tenderly.
They got to try out their new boats. Besides, I got to stay here and keep an eye on the little rascals in case one falls in.